Today, very pure occasion where you're here gathered today. Is the appearance day of a very special Gauriya Acharya. You have heard how Nitila Pravistam Vishnupada Statarashata Jishimad Bhakti Sridup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. How is his appearance day today? So I want to speak some words like to purify my tongue, because if we Vaishnavir Gunagan Korila Jivertan, if we speak about this, the life of the Vaishnavas, their lives are completely transcendental. If you do Shravana Kirtan, means listen or speaking about their lives, your tongue becomes purified. I have had the opportunity, this good fortune in my life when I was in the Vananda Gauriya Math. Sorry. So Krishna Kripa Prabhu, which is Madhusudana Maharaj today, he took me to the temple of Srila Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Maharaj. Name of the temple is Radha Bazar Mart. So that day, by good fortune, that same day when I came, the Srila Bhakti Swarup Siddhanta Maharaj, he had come from Calcutta temple to his temple, I think in Navadvip. No, this is Radha Bazar Gauriya Mart. So what is Sadhu Darshan? From childhood we've heard about these glories of the sadhus, and also we had Sadhu Darshan. But whatever we had, but his body, Srila Bhakti Swarup Siddhanta Maharaj, his body is so big. I got the good fortune to have darshan of his body. His health was not so good at that moment, I remember. He was sitting outside and he spoke two words. He was speaking about bhakti in Bengali to his disciples. And the symptoms of a true saint. He had all these symptoms like kripalu, mercy, these 26 qualities of the Vaishnavas. Just by seeing a person, you can know about the conception of this person, the behavior of this person, the mentality of this person. For example, Vasantalal Chaturvedi, when he used to give a preaching, when he used to give a Harikata in our temple, Keshavaji Gauriya Math, he used to say, how is a speaker? Just by the vandana of the speaker, means just by like the introduction, the mangalacharan of the speaker, you can understand how is this speaker. The preface, actually like the preface of his speech. Through the preface, you can already know about his personality, his bhajan, everything you are automatically manifest just in the preface of a person's like book or something he's presenting. In the same way, Srila Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, his personality, his his bhajan, his speciality, automatically, spontaneously manifested, like used to manifest. Just like, for example, in this appearance of our Gurudev, the Madhu Didi, she spoke so beautifully. She gave a puspanjali to the feet of Gurudev. I think Srila Bhaktivedanta Bhamana Goswami Maharaj. So in that day, she spoke very nicely, this Didi. Because through the language, through the words, we express our bhavas, our feelings. So bhasha and bhava, like the moods or your feelings, and the bhasha means your language. So whatever is inside your heart, through the language, these things, they are expressed. This literature is like this, expressing these bhavas of the heart. So the katha or the, of the person. So when a person gives katha or like speaking, preaching, then the person is also expressing his personality. He's expressing his personality. He's also bhajan. Means when the person speaks the katha, you can understand about him. Like who is he, like how is his personality, how is his bhajan, like this. All the gana, I mean the associates of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta. Nitala Pravistam Vishnupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. Some, like Jajavar Maharaj, some disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, some associates, I had a good fortune of having the darshan. Also, Srila Bhakti Kumud Santa Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, Pujapada Srila Bhakti Jivan Janarda Maharaj. So I had a good fortune to see and to listen the katha of some, no, of these associates of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. Just like these names Gurudev said, our Gurudev. So he was saying these names means these names is the some associates of Prabhupada he saw. And especially Srila Bhaktisirupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, his preaching, his harikatha. Just like Srila Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, just now he had spoken before, and like Pujapada Tirtha Maharaj spoke now, how the body of Srila Bhaktisirupa Siddhanti Maharaj and the voice of his throat, means his voice was just like the sankadhoni, means just like the sound of the concha, you know the concha? So beautiful when he used to speak. And I've also heard that Prabhupada had sent him to Eastern Bengal to preach the Gauriya Vaishnava conceptions. His name of Brahmachari was Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. When he went to this assembly, he created a very big, like he did a revolution in there. Like he made such a like a chaos. Like a, he made like a like how to say in English. Like he, you know, he did. I'll tell you what happened and you understand. Because in Bengal, everybody gives so much honor to Ravindranath Tagore and also to Vivekananda from Ramakrishna Mission.
Bengal,
if someone speaks anything against them in Bengal, you have to understand that they will like cut your head off. Means like in Bengal, if you speak up against them, it's not good for you. If you take the mic in Bengal and speak against them, then you understand what will happen. When I went to Tridani Maharaj for like, I'm speaking something that happened 30 years ago, like in 82, or I went to Chobis Pragar, like someplace in Bengal. I went to Tridani Maharaj to pick up, to collect rice. For 2 years, I went with him to collect rice. So until nowadays, coming back, until nowadays in Bengal, if you speak against Vivekananda, you know what will happen to you. Like here, you can even speak, but in Bengal, so. I went with Tridandi Maharaj to Chobis Pragar. For 2 years I went to collect rice with him. But this happened 30 years ago in 82 or 83. I went to Pujapadashi Tridandi Maharaj. In that area, sorry, I could not even speak again the name of the area, Gurudev said, some area of Bengal. And in Tridandi Maharaj used to speak very boldly also against the Ramakrishna mission. He used to say how the Ramakrishna mission is Murgi mission, like the mission of the poultry, you know. Also he used to say that Ravindranath was like, he used to say also that Ravindranath is Chagal, Ram Chagal, he used to say. Like he's like a goat. So these associates of Prabhupada, and especially Sri Bhaktisvarupa Siddhanti Maharaj, when he went to preach in Bengal, in great assemblies, like a gigantic of an assembly, like 1,000 people gathered, and in these huge assemblies, he used to go, he went, and he used to speak about Vivekananda. For example, he used to say, what Vivekananda preached? Bring one girl from Western countries? He said the name, sorry, I couldn't get. So what did he preach? Some people only preach, not follow. Some people only follow, not preach. You should preach and like follow. I mean, also you should yourself behave like what you're preaching. It's a verse. Charavani Purusha Veda. I mean, the really preaching of the Vedas is through these words of these acharyas, you know. So in the same way, how the associates of Prabhupada used to speak. So Bhaktisvarupa Siddhanta Maharaj was speaking against this group, like the Ramakrishna mission. Vivekananda went to Western countries and said everyone is Brahma. This is what he preached. He said that we just have to he said we just have to make our bodies strong. Oh, give charity to the poor people. He went to so many. He created big missions. For example, the name of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa now is so known in all Western countries, you know. So this. Okay. So he was saying, oh, make your body strong. But in Western countries, people already do this, right? People eat a lot and like. So Vivekananda was saying to Western, when he went to preach in the West, like, oh, make your body strong. This was his preaching. Give the donation to the poor people. And how many great missions of people, like, means how many, like, from Vivekananda and also other missions, like, created this thing of a charity to the poor outside India. For example, this name of Madre Teresa is so famous. Until nowadays, in the Western countries, the name of Mother Teresa is so famous in the whole world. But Vivekananda said, you have to make your body strong. And why giving water to the tulasi plant? We have to give water the eggplant tree. And also, he said, you should play football, not study Bhagavad Gita. Because if you read Bhagavad Gita, you'll be with so much pain in your back, like just from reading. So, no need to, why reading Bhagavad Gita? Do one thing, just play football. Then your body will be strong, like you'll be healthy. So, he used to say. Ravindranath. Actually, all the essence of Gita. He took. So Shri Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj was explaining all these things they said and like telling against, like he was speaking to the assembly about the Ravindranath Tagore and this Vivekananda, showing all these things they said and saying how this is like completely wrong, their teachings. So this part of Ravindranath Tagore I'm not understanding, let me come back again. Ravindranath took all the essence of a Gita and just presented in Bengali poetry with beautiful melody. So he said, Bhakti Rup said, Ravindranath is this Ram Chagal, is like a goat. There is some kind of goat. They have big. So the goat has big beard, the goat. So like he was, Shri Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj Bhakti Rupa was saying that Ravindranath Tagore was just like this goat. So when I went with Tridandi Maharaj to Bengal, he was also speaking same. Yeah. I think, sorry, this part I couldn't understand exactly, but I think he's saying that how this Ravindranath Tagore, he took actually the essence of the Gita, everything, and like just putting Bengal poetry, and like this he won even like some prize, I think Nobel Prize maybe. Maybe, I think Gurudev said this, I think. I'm not sure, but I think I understood this from the sound. Like, not completely, like the sound is not so clear, but I think he said like this. So this some kind of goat that has big beard. In the same way. He called Ravindranath Tagore like this. Ramchandra. I remember. So when I went with Trinandi Maharaj to Bengal, he also used to speak these things. So he was saying that Gurudev was speaking when he was with Trinandi Maharaj, and he also used to speak like that very boldly. Like the people were also angry like this, and he's like, okay, tomorrow we get donation like this, come tomorrow. I couldn't understand exactly what he said this part. I'm trying to try many times listen again, but like the sound is not so clear. So they eat this poultry, chicken. They eat eggs. They eat fish. You eat eggs. In the Ramakrishna mission, they eat eggs. This is completely against Shastra. If your mind is impure, you can never remember Lord. And for your mind to be pure, you have to eat pure things. This is the evidence of the Shastra. The Sahajiya people. They eat fish, but not all fish. My Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Vamana Maharaj used to speak on shloka about this. No, should not eat all the fish, like the mentality of the Sahajiyas. Should only eat the fish sattvic, for example. So some kinds of fish are in the mode of goodness. So this name of the fish, I don't know translation, is this one kind of fish. Also Ravindranath Tagore also speaks about this fish in his work. I'm sorry, I don't know the English translation of this fish name. Gurudev is speaking Bengali, the name of the fish. But my Gurudev to speak exactly which kinds of fish. They say, like Sahajiya say, it's in the mode of goodness. So the Sahajiyas, they say like this, eat fish, be with the, like, other people's wives, or means you can live with any, like, lady, maybe not, you know, like not necessarily married or anything, just eat fish, and in your mouth, but in your mouth, chant Hari Bol. This one kind of, like saying they have. So in Bengal, so much this preaching is there. Magamarch, like eat the fish, be with other people's wives. Not necessarily other people's wives, but like not a person that you really marry. Like someone belongs, one lady belonging to another person, can mean that this person, this lady was married. That also can mean that actually you're not properly married to her. Like this, like something like not following the rules. But in your mouth, chant Hari Bol. They have this saying, like in Bengal, the Sahajiyas. And also play the Maridanga and chant Hari Bol. and just be with the like young ladies and chant Haribo. So this is the Sidha Swarupa Brahmachari that was Srila Bhakti Srila Siddhanta Maharaj. So much bold language, and very strongly, boldly, he was preaching against all this. And I told that all the Sahajiyas and people from the Ramakrishna Mission, Vivekananda people, they were there. They started like throwing things on him. Like became a chaos because what he was saying these things and the public was against and throwing many things on him like this, and this created like a chaos and everybody was just like running here and there, you know? But the Bengalese people, they are very like, they like to quarrel, like they are very like, like they'll not be peaceful. If they don't like, they will like they're hurt. They'll go against and like quarrel like this, you know? Some people they are more like tolerant like this, but Bengali no. They're not like a, like if they don't like, they'll go against and like they will fight against like this. Why did you speak like this about them? Then they're very angry. Rabindranath Tagore is our famous, like a worldwide famous writer. How can you speak these things up against him? So they were so much angry and against what Srila Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj was saying, the people from the public which was there. And Swami Vivekananda. But the people just running here and there. And so the public was saying, how can you say these things against him? How can you say these things? But then Srila Bhakti Rupa said, okay, tomorrow I'll tell everything, like we'll speak very properly everything. I explain how it is like this. So what happened? A telegram came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada. And somebody said, Prabhupada, this Sidha Swarupa Brahmachari, he ruins this preaching here. Everybody is against us now, like this. And will not be able to get anything favorable for Navadvip Parikrama. Because also they used to go to the preaching in Bengal also to collect rice and collect, you know, many things for helping Navadvip Parikrama. So this somebody who was there with Sidha Swarupa Brahmachari wrote to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada saying, he ruined our preaching, now will not be able to get anything to help in the Navadvip Parikrama. But Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he said, what he said? No. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said, actually what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj did, this is Sidha Swarupa Brahmachari, what he did was actually the preaching of lakro rupiah, like thousands of millions of rupees, like, you know, he actually did so much preaching for us in our behalf, actually. Prabhupada said he's right. And then I think Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said, yeah, because he should call not the foolish persons, but those who can actually understand, like those persons who are like intelligent from the public, those who are really like persons who can think, then he should call to them. Not the foolish person, because the foolish persons, they only understand like this language, only in the language of the strength. Like, you know, because if a person is very foolish, he cannot understand, like, if you speak very nice, you have to just, like, the strength, like, beating, like an animal, you know? Just like this, you can control an animal. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said, no, he should call the people from the society, the good people, like, the high people, like the cream of society, persons who can think and, like, call to them. Persons who know the Shastra. But those who don't know the Shastra. What is the... Like, no need to speak. Can just speak anything here and there. No, no. Have to call the pandits who really know the Shastra and explain to them very nicely. Like, exactly everything. Like the cream of the society, you know? The cream of the society. Means intelligent persons, educated persons, you know? Instructed persons. Call to them in a big assembly. And I also come. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said, I will also come to explain to them. And really happened this big assembly, and in this assembly, sorry, a beautiful language, and according to the Shastra, they explained everything, like, and even the panditas, they were amazed how it was really true what they were saying. Like Gurudev used to say, you're preaching successful if there are people against you. I was with Gurudev, for example. When Gurudev was going to Australia, before Gurudev reached to Australia, ISKCON announced to all their gurus, sorry, to all the disciples from ISKCON, don't give any shelter to Shri Narayan Maharaj. And also to any, don't give any shelter to any disciple from Shri Narayan Maharaj. Then Gurudev he preached so much in the whole world. So if there's some opposite party or people against you, actually, means the more people are against you, or the more there is opposite parties or people against you, the more actually your preaching will progress. Understand? For example, according to Tata Siddhanta, how the glories of Srimati Radhika are established? How we establish that Srimati Radhika is the topmost? For example, if Chandravali was not there and the Vipaksha party, the rival party, was not there, if the Vipaksha didn't exist, then this preaching of the glories of Srimati Radhika could not be possible. In Harikatha is also like this. I've seen Srila Gurudeva, Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Tirthankara Maharaj, Srila Vamana Goswami Maharaj. Tirthankara Maharaj. Like Tirthankara Maharaj used to speak sometimes things like, looks like against of Gurudeva, something like this, but actually he was like a... like provoking Gurudev, like stimulating Gurudev to speak even more and more ras and more high topics, you know. Then who was in the middle to reconcile their two conceptions? Srila Vamana Goswami Maharaj. So all the assemblies of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, you can see the pictures, you can see, especially in the time of Navadvip Parikrama. So in the middle used to sit Bhaktivedanta Vamana Maharaj, and in the two sides, his two sides, Srila Tripitaka Goswami Maharaj and Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And then Srila Gurudev, Srila Vamana Goswami Maharaj, and then he used to reconcile the two conceptions of Srila Tripitaka Maharaj and Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Actually, Shri Tirthankara Goswami Maharaj, of course, is not against, is actually not opposite party of Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj, but just this is an example. There's one type of tree in Bengal called the Khejur Per. Is this dates tree? Dates. So there is one kind of a ras that comes from this dates tree. You know this ras from the trees? How do you call it in English? I'm checking here. Is like sap. Here the word in English is sap, like C-A-P, sap. Some trees, they have this sap, means this kind of liquid, which comes from the barks, you know, from the tree. Some trees, they have this. So... But every... But for these trees to give this sap, means this liquid, like for example the date tree, you have to, every day you have to a little bit digging, you know, have to like remove this outer skin of the bark, you know, you have to every day do like this, then this liquid will come. If you do like just one day, you do this, like digging, not digging, like taking out this layer of this bark of the tree. If you do like only one day, then after 2-3 days, this tree will stop giving this sap. But you have to do like every day.
Sap,
you see? So. Those who are Bengalis, they know what I'm speaking about, this date tree. So in the same way, Srila Janardana Maharaj used to say that Tripitaka Maharaj, so Srila Bhaktivedanta Janardana Goswami Maharaj used to say that Srila Tirthankara Maharaj was like, he was like peeling this date tree, like taking this layer off from like the bark, I don't know, from where the sap is coming, you know. And then who was taking the ras out, means the sap out, means this liquid of the tree, the sweet, no, date is sweet. Who was taking out this liquid, this rasa, who was, is Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. So like in Bengal, they say like sometimes if you poke something or like poking, then this rasa will come. Like Srila Tirthankara Maharaj was like a little bit provoking like this, like stimulating, we can maybe translate like that. Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj more like and like poking or like peeling something, then this rasa was coming out, you know. From Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. So actually these Vaishnavas, they, of course, they're not against each other, like Srila Tirthankara Maharaj, they are not actually opposite parts in nothing in relation to each other, but externally they show like some antagonism, like showing they're in different positions, but actually they are not. It's just to stimulate, like to peel the date tree to take out the ras, just like this, you know. So like if Srila Tirthankara Maharaj was not saying, like speaking all these things, looking like apparently against the opinion of Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj, then Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj would not speak all that rasa he was speaking, all those so high class like harikata he was giving after, you know. So people don't know actually what was actually true. That's why Srila Swarupa Brahmachari, he really did the preaching. How we heard also, he didn't have many temples, Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj, but in all his temples, all the temples of Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj, I think he has maybe 3 or 4 temples, but his temples, they are small, they are not gigantic. For example, here in Govardhan we have gigantic temple. His temples are not so big like in gigantic places. Jagannath Puri also, we go, he has temple there in Jagannath Puri. But they're small, but so beautiful, decorated, all the temples of Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj. Actually, now you see here in Govardhan Temple, Giriraj Guru Mat, we see all the lilas of the Mahaprabhu, Ram, Chandra, Krishna in the walls, you know, this like drawing, but little bit sculpture in the walls they have in our temples. Actually, this idea, these things came from the temple of Srila Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj, because in his temples, they do like this. They're a small temple, but very much decorated with all these lilas, like draws on the walls. You know how it is? It's like a drawing, but also some sculpture together. Actually, this idea spread in all Gauriamats. All the Gauriamatas also do like this nowadays. All Gauriamats, the same style. And also the prasad in his temple is so amazing. If one time you take prasad in his temple, you'll be always hankering to go again. I also went sometimes to take prasad in his temple with Gurudev. Sometimes we went to this Radha Bajar Gauriamat, to his temple. So how he was expert in all kinds of service. So beautiful. So I do my obeisances to this great Mahapurush. He also did so many books. Like Madhudidi said that she finished, I think, the Vedanta Sutra. Now she's also doing this Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Madhudidi. Then I said, well, but already they did this Gopal Tapani Upanishad in this other temple. I think maybe temple of Shri Bhakti Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj. I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know. But Gurudev is mentioning what he spoke to this Madhudidi. And this Gurudev told to Madhudidi, but you're doing the... this Gopal Tapani Upanishad, but they did already, but she told me, but now I'm translating to Hindi. See, so beautiful. So this Madhudidi, actually, she's really fulfilling the desires of our Gurudev. Vedanta Darshan. All the books she's making. Actually, according to the Mayavadis, the ladies, they don't even have the qualification to read Vedanta Darshan, means Vedanta Sutra. Philosophy of Vedanta. Women have no quality for that. The Mayavadis would be completely against, because, but according to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, not. Those who do the bhajan, they are superior. Doesn't matter. So in the conception of, it is another shloka. Gaudiya conception, those who do the bhajan, they are superior. Can be a woman or man, doesn't matter, like who you are, your caste or anything. Jati, you know, depends if you do the bhajan, you're superior. Mayavadis think even more. Mayavadis think. Mayavadis think only like brahmanas should take sannyas. If you go take sannyasi with the Mayavadis or even Diksha, they'll ask first if you're a Brahman or not. If you're not, they'll not allow. Like maybe if you want to take Diksha but you're not Brahmana, maybe they'll just give any mantra to you, do something like this, and then like engage you in service, but they'll not call you disciple, like you're not being in the position of Shishya, disciple.
Brahman
But even if they call you Shishya, disciple, if you're not Brahmana from birth like this, they will not take water, not even water from your hands. I mean, if you give to them water or anything, because you're not Brahmin, like from caste, they'll not accept. So that Advaitavadis, they are strict in this, you know, this caste things, caste things, you know. So for ladies, for them, the ladies, they don't even can read this. If you go to Advaitavadis, you'll see how they think about women in this subject. But Madhu Didi, she's serving so well Gurudeva. This is called Brihat Mridanga Seva. It's books. Gurudev Srila Vamana Goswami Maharaj used to honor her so much. Used to honor her so much and respect her. And also he ordered her, Srila Vamana Maharaj ordered Madhu Didi to manifest all these books. And she speaks so well also. So those who have good fortune or have the good samskara from previous lives, then they may be in body of woman or man. This doesn't depend on that. Como Shilatrita Maharaj also, he's writing all the Bhagavatam. What was the title he got? Ask him. Bhagavat? Bhagavat Bhushan. In that time, in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, after Navadvipa Dham Parikrama, all the Vaishnavas used to get this together and give titles to the devotees, to some devotees. Huh? So his title is Bhagavat Bhushan. So one time I was asking, what are you doing? And he told me, oh, I'm like writing this Bhagavatam. Means like a translation commentary to Bhagavatam like this. You see, Rupa Goswami, he left 500 years ago, but still his books are with us. And through his books, we can understand his bhava and his personality. We have never seen Rupa Goswami Pad. But if you read his books, then you'll be able to understand about him. So Gurudeva used to say, so through the books you can understand about his personality and his moods. So Gurudeva used to say, that when you speak, there's like when you speak, that very like not so much in you speak, but that is not like so much evidence. But if you write a book, then this is like strong evidence, like a proof, you know, it's like something that will remain, you know. So to write a book is nothing ordinary. Try to write a book, you'll see, in any language, you'll see how much time does it take. It takes to write a book. You have to write in sequence. You cannot just speak here and there. You have to everything in sequence. So, Srila Bhakti Rup Siddhanti Maharaj, he wrote so many books in Sanskrit and also Bengali language. So his life is ideal. I pay my obeisances to his lotus feet again and again. That one drop of his mercy can come upon me. I ask his mercy. And here I finish my speech.